80 is definitely better than 90. 70 would be even better. But when my brother and sister out in Montana heard that I would be speaking this afternoon, they asked me to leave my my phone on speaker. No, just checking to make sure it's off. Good afternoon, everyone, and already welcome to those listening in remotely. 15 minutes of fame has been a catchphrase of our culture for many years, or 30 minutes, depending on your mathematical preference. It's often a mixed blessing at best, you know, something that you would perhaps rather to avoid than to enjoy. Particularly last year, a fellow by the name of Ty or Tay, I can't pronounce his birth name, it's DeCortes something, Crowder, 6 foot, 1 inch, 235 pound student athlete from the University of Georgia. Mr. Crowder was the 255th selection in the 2020 National Football League draft, chosen by the New York Giants. And he was promptly dubbed Mr. Irrelevant of 2020. Sometimes these stories even kind of leak into the, you know, the mainstream media at large. So the title of my message today is simply Mr. Irrelevant. It's certainly better in his case to have been picked last than not at all. But generally speaking, it's kind of humbling to be picked last or to be considered least in a particular group. John the Baptist is one of my favorite characters, not just from the New Testament, from the Bible. Perhaps it's not that hard to figure out. His appearance was probably disheveled. Didn't have the greatest wardrobe. I'm sure I wouldn't care much for his diet, particularly the locust or whatever bug is referred to there. But Jesus Christ in Matthew 11:11 said something, you know, very pointed about John the Baptist. He said, "Assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." What did Jesus mean by least? Perhaps the last to be added? Certainly not least qualified, since none of us are qualified. But there will be no irrelevant people in the kingdom of God. Everyone there will be special, a kind of honor society, if you want to think of it that way, all with a purpose, eternal, an eternal purpose. But what about the church? The kingdom is not here yet. The Apostle Paul says much the same thing about us, and those of us in the church today, those who have been called by God. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27, God shows the foolish, the so-called weak things of the world, the base things of the world, and the things which are despised. And you know what we might call today the least of, you know, the world's population, to put to shame the things which are mighty. Later in this same book, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul wrote at length of the importance of every member of the body. Each has its particular purpose and role, and the body would be far worse off without any of them. We must not fall into the trap, I think, of thinking ourselves as irrelevant or useless or not able to contribute. Romans 12:1 mentions that we all have a reasonable service to perform to God as a result of our calling. On the somewhat more serious side, the parables of the pounds and the talents warn us about undervaluing our call. The man with the one talent, who buried it rather than attempt to make earn interest off of it. Also, it was in the parable of pounds. You had the man who was so afraid of his master that he chose not to make use of of that 1 pound. In Matthew 25, you don't have to turn there, we're perhaps given a glance of what conditions will be like in the end time as conditions worsen. 10 virgins, 5 of whom, perhaps because of the stress of what was going on in the world, the lack of love, allowed their oil to slip to a dangerous level, to the point where their future at this point, frankly, would be unknown. We must all agree that no one who accepts the call of God is irrelevant. His gifts and that call are not revocable. We count the cost before we're baptized, and we are expected to endure to the end. This past week, talking with stresses, there's been a lot of talk in the news about boosters. I'm not going to comment on that topic, but I would suggest that we need a faith booster akin to a renewing of our minds every day, as mentioned in Romans 12:2. Ty Crowder was not expected to make the Giants roster in 22. He was often injured last year. He managed to play in 11 games, start 6. Actually made quite a contribution to the Giants. He's still with the team that drafted him. It looks like for the second year in a row, he will make the cut. In a recent article, he said he no longer considers himself Mr. Irrelevant. Brethren, we are part of God's family, his team, not to be too corny. The importance of our relationships with God the Father and Christ is never greater than it is as we approach the fall holy days amidst so much tumult in this world. I happened to be out last night around sunset and couldn't miss the nearly full moon. I think it will be completely full tomorrow or whatever. Usually it's an exciting indicator, you know, of the feast, and it should still be. But this year, because of the things that are happening in the world, I think there's a little bit of, it's a little ominous this year, you know. But what will it be like when the feast actually begins? Let none of us fail to make the cut for God's team.